Welcome to Forever a Student Podcast, a podcast where the learning never stops. I'm your host, Aubrey Zorai.
Welcome to Forever a Student Podcast. Today I'm joined by one of a kind musician. He has released a couple of albums, and his name is Vic Apollo. How are you doing, Vic?
I'm doing great. And how about yourself?
Myself, I'm fine. So what made you get into music?
The earliest memory I have of rapping is first grade with my friends. And they would battle freestyle battle. And I would just watch because I was really bad at rapping or trigger.
Okay. Let's talk about your childhood for a bit. How was it growing up? If I'm not mistaken, you're Zimbabwean, right, by birth. How was it growing up in Zimbabwe, especially trying to get into music and stuff like that?
Yeah, growing up in Zimbabwe, huh? That's a good question. I'm from a family of five, father, mother, and two sisters. And I'll say, my family, really taught me, unconditional love as far as looking past people's mistakes, you know, and accepting people for who they are. And I'm always grateful that I learned that from my family.
Nice. Let's just jump into the music. When it came to music, how does creating a song come to you?
Well, it's changed over the years. It's changed. I used to listen to beats and then write something. It would take me 1 month to get a good song. That was the first tape, 35th October. Those songs took months to write, you know. But now it's evolved. I'm the one making the beats. I'm the one doing the vocals. I'm the one mixing and mastering. So I'm the one writing the lyrics. It's almost the songs already exist somewhere and I'm just bringing them here. And usually these days it takes me a couple hours to make a song. Where back in the day it would take me months to write. I'm not allowed to make a beat, write a song, and bam, I'm done.
Oh, so it has evolved over time. It's very interesting. A lot of things do evolve over time. We start with the linear process, then as time goes by, it gets complicated. Then, if that's how you make a song these days, how about album creation? How is that process now like?
Okay, so with an album, it's in stages. So first stage, I'd say for 3 months, 4 months, I just make songs. Make a song, forget about it. Make a song, forget about it, every day. And then after 4 months, I listen back to all those 90 songs or whatever. I'm okay, in the album, this is rough, which is mixing and that. And then I mix the songs I chose from the bunch. Then I cut some more songs from that. And then I release them.
That's interesting. You make a song, forget about it. You make another and you forget about it. Then you look back at everything. If it's coherent, you join it together. Am I right?
Yeah, that's correct.
On the side track, I'm one of your biggest fans. I've been listening to all your music. I would like to talk about 35th October. What made you make 35th October? What was going through your mind during that time? Because there are some songs there which are very freely based. Your mind is free. You're doing what you're doing. Then the emotional songs like All I Know, Where Am I, Simon Says, especially Simon Says, which is very deep. Can you just explain what was going through your life during that period of time when you made that album?
Okay. I may not get this entirely accurate. It's a while ago. So my memory of it is a bit blurry. But then those songs were written over a whole year, maybe a year and a half. I remember I was in high school and then changed to another high school. And then Simon Says, it was looking at my family and my relationships with people, you know, kind of felt I was in a deep hole, a deep abyss. And that's as far as I can explain it right now.
I kind of get what's going on. It is a long time ago, one of your first albums. So let's move on to you. One of your most recent albums. I haven't listened to Drama and Fantasies yet.
Yeah.
I've heard just a few songs. But I want to talk about Boy Plus Girl. Is there a special girl or just the name of an album?
Okay. Boy Plus Girl was like obviously about me and my relation with Gwen and how I not just me, but like people like that can relate to a woman in ways that not any other, did I say man, you know, like there's this sweet spot for women, like that I can kind of hit. And it's always been like that. And that album was an expression of that. And it, on behalf of not just me, but everyone that feels that way.
Oh, so it's on behalf of everyone. There's no special person you're saying towards. Although I did relate to it, especially when we went back to the roots, we were eating us with some Shona Iwe Ne Nidos. I really like the mix of the Shona and the Dembele in the English. It was very nicely done. Then dramas and fantasies. What's going on in that one?
It's called, just to correct me, it's called Fantasies and Quick Thrill, which is, like, with this album, like, I completely reversed everything. Like, you know, usually in my songs, I speak is like, more it's like, this is the opposite of that, and the women in a polygamy. So not just one woman, but different women. Like the opposite of the spectrum. Yeah.
I had back in the days used to play sports. Do you still play sports today, or it's something you left in the past?
No. I still play. You know, you gotta take care of your body. And like sport is like the perfect way to do that. Because you're having fun and truly making sure you stay in shape, which I don't think I would ever stop playing sport, you know. Like growing up in Zimbabwe, like taught me like how important sport to be part of the team is. Like it's like to be a part of something big feels great, and that's the reason I'll keep playing sport.
Wise words. A lot of people I think they don't understand that playing sports is not just about playing the sports; it's being part of something bigger than you are. Besides music and sports, what other things do you do at the moment?
Okay. I'm interested in like a lot of philosophy, just thinking of like what it means, like what does this all mean? Like what is reality? What does it mean to be alive? What does it mean to be a human being? Like, why do I do the things that I do? Why do people do the things they do? You know, it's not just flesh and blood. It's not just what we see, but like there's more to life than the things we see with our eyes, feel and touch and hear and taste. I feel like there's another side that we don't really get to see on a daily basis. You know?
I also have my moments of thoughts where it's 12 in the middle of the night, you're sitting up at the ceiling and these type of thoughts come into your mind and you begin to question basic things. Sometimes it's just something is, what if the sky was green? Would we all treat it as something normal and move on with our lives? I understand. Yeah. Then, with your sense of vibe, you seem like someone who's very calm, someone who's very collected, stoic. Were you always like this, or it's something you grew into as time went by?
It's mostly because of my father. Like, my father is just a relaxed, chilled out, like, stoic. Like, it's like a rock, you can't move. And I guess I learned from my father. Like, I've always kind of been, like, laid back. Like, never really was hyper. I don't know the right word for it.
Okay, it's really interesting because I remember I noticed that when you did an interview at your university, I think back then was Linwood. And in terms of the music again back then, on that interview, you with the friend was making beats at that time. Are you guys still together or you went your separate ways due to time and life?
Yeah, well, like life happened and we went our separate ways, but we still keep in touch. We still like vibe. Nothing different, it's just different locations.
Then something which always makes me want to ask this question is, how come we've never seen a music video? You got almost 10 albums now and not a single music video. What is it, something in the works at the moment or something you just you're not interested in?
Well, that's a good question. Like, that's a question I get a lot. Like, I've never really felt like the need like for a music video, and But I am thinking about and cool ideas. I need like way more research, like bring what I'm thinking to life. You know, it's not like, you know, like a basic music video these days. Like you just shoot something and there's girls with this. Like I'm not really interested in that. Like I want it to be a piece of art, you know, not just a music video. Like it's art, and like this is art, and it's not just like songs. Like it's art.
Yeah, I get it. Because there's a saying: a picture says 1,000 words, a video says 1,000,000,000 words. So I get you just don't want make a video for the sake of just making one. Just to say the story clearly, so people understand. Then in terms of that, I've seen your music is more story-based. Yes, back in the day, it was a bit more raw. But as you grew and improved, it became more story-based. Or is it that meaning behind it? What inspired you to get into more that story-based and tell something authentic and being real? What got you there?
I realized, like, the song is not about me, you know. So when I make a song, it has to be, like, something someone else can relate to. And the best way to do that is to tell a story. Because when you go through something, you're not the only one that goes through it, that's ever been through it, or that's going to go through it. So, like, when it's a song, it's, like, a source of positive energy for somebody else, you know. Like, I don't just make the song so I can listen to them, you know. They're, like, they have a purpose. Make someone else's life better. And if I'm doing that with somebody, then I think I'm fulfilling what I'll consider to be my purpose.
That sounds very deep, something very thoughtful. The music is not for you alone, but it's for someone else. You're going through something, someone else is also experiencing that. That's a nice message to give to the people. Who would you say are your music influences in the industry, both wherever you are? The ones you say, these are the ones who inspire me to do what I'm doing today.
Damn, it's a long list. It's a long, long, long list.
I'll be fair, just five.
I'll list whatever comes to the top of my head. Lil Wayne, I started listening to Lil Wayne when I was really, Kanye really inspired me to make beats and to produce. J. Cole is like, damn, like J. Cole, like his storytelling is like on another level. I'm starting to listen to Kendrick right now. Like, I was never really a Kendrick head, but, like, recently listening to his tapes, like, and his albums, like, it's really inspiring. I think Travis Scott has got good music. The Weeknd. I used to listen to a lot of Drake when I was young, too. And also, like, Zoom Dazzle and, like, like, fucking Quiet Dope. War Cries. Like, rock music and church music, like it's like a and South African house music, like it's a mixture. Hip hop, like I like hip hop a lot, but like at the bottom, like beneath, like hiding deep down, it's like all that cultural stuff. Like I grew up on, you know.
I actually noticed in your music also was with Vicar Paul. You can never expect the same thing. The first time I heard you, I was like, this guy is hip hop. You come with another album, no, it's R&B. You come with another album, no, it's grunge. It's always just a mixture of the best places. And you just bring it together nicely.
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed that, man.
Then on your songs, there's another song which really gets to my heart every time I listen to it. I think a lot of people go through it. It's the song Granted. What was going on? What was the process creating that song? Because I know a lot of people, every time I'm introducing them to your music, I'm like, first listen to this song first. And a lot of people are always like, I can relate to this. What made Granted be Granted?
That's a deep ass question. But like, this song is like about a girl, which I would say I was in love with. I hadn't really felt like that, you know? To give you all to somebody and then to feel like you've been taken for granted. And yeah, like that shit really sucks. That shit hurts. And that's how that song is born. Like out of a broken relationship, you could say. But I'm glad it helped. And it still helps other people, you know?
Now comes the question which a lot of people want to know, where did the name Vic Apollo come from?
Actually, Vic Apollo comes from my real name. Like, Mauricio means victorious, or you have two names. Like, Apollo, my mom had this little red dictionary. I think it was Oxford, like, it's small, like, really tiny dictionary. And, like, I used to read it, like, damn near every day. And then I'll skip into pages, and then I saw the word Apollo. And it came together just like that.
That's really interesting, because I always wanted to know what ingenious when people say Victor, like, nah, it's not Victor, it's just Vic. I always find it funny when you correct people with that mistake. Then our last question for the day is, what can we expect from the near future from you?
Probably a lot more surprise albums. Like, I'm not really a marketing or salesman guy. I just like to make this and put it out. If you listen to it and you somehow never find it, there's nothing I could do about that. But continuing to put stuff out and continue to try and make the world better in this little way that I'm trying.
That's nice. We'll be on the lookout. And as usual, always be supporting all the way. So today, thank you, Vic, for being on the podcast. It really means a lot to someone like me, who is a big fan, that you actually took your time out of your schedule to talk to me.
I really appreciate this conversation, and I'm really grateful to have someone like you. It's not just a me thing, like, you're putting time out to talk to me. And, like, you know, time is, like, the most important resource. I'm really grateful for this conversation.